at 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Reports. Iran's supreme leader is vowing Israel will pay heavily after its warplanes hit more than 100 military sites inside Iran, as well as the nation's nuclear program. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
The Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear holocaust perpetrated by the Iranian regime.
CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
This is not a one-off kind of a strike. This is going to come in waves with Israel attacking Iran. And certainly Iran is going to be launching ballistic missiles and drones toward Israel.
Israel says it notified the White House before the attack. Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
So far, it appears Israel's air defenses, thanks in part to American-provided equipment, they're able to repel any retaliation, responding to what Israel did overnight.
President Trump says, quote, Iran must make a deal before there's nothing left. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. For the 74th year, one Northeast Wisconsin city honors the grand old flag. Lisa Hale has more.
While Washington, D.C. will see a military parade on Saturday to celebrate the birthday of the U.S. Army and President Donald J. Trump, a truly patriotic and nonpartisan parade honoring the U.S. flag and the Marines and Navy will be held in Appleton. The parade, which brings 50,000 spectators and visitors to the area, features almost 20 musical units, including military bands, high school bands, veteran organizations, and tributes to the armed forces, patriotic floats, and more. The 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade takes to the streets 2 p.m. Saturday, Flag Day, June 14th.
And headed to the water this weekend to do some fishing? Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer, and rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain your boat. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way. And watch film, see where I can get better, and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener. But pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 48.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning. Welcome back. It is 8:06 now on this Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th of June, 2025. Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor is standing by. We'll talk about her campaign for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court coming up in just a bit. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be along for that as well. Mike Clemens will give us an update on all kinds of sports heading into the weekend. But let's get all of it started first with an updated forecast from meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and that river o' rain that is just going to keep pouring over us throughout the course of the, well, foreseeable future, I guess, Brittany.
Yeah, it sure will, unfortunately. At least the next 24 hours, probably through a good chunk of this weekend, especially up north, Northwoods. We're getting hit right now from Eau Claire to Wausau to Rhinelander. A lot of the places seeing anywhere from a half an inch to an inch and a half of rainfall already. We've got another inch or two left to go. So we are in a marginal risk for excessive rainfall, which of course could create some flooding as we go into the weekend. It is cloudy for much of the state up north. Some spots of sunshine still hanging on far southwest. And we are going to be looking at that rain just soaking north of I-29 throughout most of the day into tomorrow. It starts to wind down a little bit on Sunday, but we do have another round that wants to push through once again late at night. Some showers and thunderstorms. But in terms of temperatures today, we'll hit the mid-50s far north, mid-70s far south. Tomorrow, as that spotty rain lingers, especially far northeast, we are looking at highs in the 60s there, 80 degrees far south. And then Sunday, a lot of the state stays dry until late at night. We're looking at 70s out there. So a decent weekend, but a lot of rain splashed in there, unfortunately.
Yeah, so get the mower out next week. Be prepared. Yeah. You might have two-a-days coming up, the way things are going to grow there. On Facebook from Greg in Waukesha, good morning to Parker. Parker, because I am totally blind, what color shirt are you wearing today? This, of course, would have something to do with his very pink shirt yesterday. Is that a Madison Mallard's shirt by chance?
This is a Madison Mallard's shirt. So this is like a hunter green shirt for you there, Greg. And right. The logo is an alternate identity of the Muskellards. It is a muskie combined with a mallard. And
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, and there are different versions of it for like different players. And I, of course, went with the bench warmer, who's kicking his feet up, having some bubble gum.
Well, you know, it's no ho dag, but it'll do. It'll get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's hysterical.
Now we know. Thank you, Brittany. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. It is 8:09 right now. And let's see. I had one note on the text line from our last segment. We were talking about ABC's Terry Moran and parting ways after a Trump remark from Steve in Milwaukee. Thank you, Pat, for talking about the Terry Moran story. Too much pressure is being put on these news outlets by the orange No, I shouldn't say that word on the radio. We already have too much seine washing as it is. So thank you, Steve, for the comment on there. Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us just ahead of Judge Chris Taylor. How are you today, Dr. Lierley?
You know, living the dream.
getting set for the Dr. Kristen Lierley show on tomorrow.
Yes, I talked with Pete Schwab. I thought maybe we needed a little oasis of entertainment in the midst of all of the craziness. Uh-huh. So Pete and I just chat about entertainment and his career and how a kid from Marinette, Wisconsin could make it in the big time and keep doing it, keep uplifting people with entertainment and music and love.
That's great. And then you, of course, like my wife, are OBGYNs, and so you both get daily newsletters from the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
This was a shocker, Pat.
Thank you for sharing the headline in today's daily newsletter. You want to read that headline to us, please?
Yes. New mothers experience significant loss of uninterrupted sleep through week 13 postpartum, study finds.
Study finds. That's the latest from the medical journal, duh. Stay tuned for their sun rises in the east. But yeah, I suppose that checks out. Let's bring in Judge Chris Taylor herself with can also testify to the lack of sleep that comes with parenthood. Chris, yes. Judge Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. I would say it extends to year 18.
Maybe. Amen, sister. Yes.
says Dr. Lierley with her four boys. Rob from Tigerton putting on YouTube, Kristen has a really great radio show.
Thanks, Rob.
That's why we gave her one here. And I asked Kristen if she wouldn't mind sharing her block with Judge Taylor, and you were quick to say yes because of the importance of this Supreme Court race next year and the thing that ties you both, and that is that support for, you know, women's health care rights.
Mm-hmm. Right, we go Kristen? Way back. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Judge, let's start there. Judge Chris Taylor served in the Assembly. I was serving in the State Senate. She's had a lot of work before and since then. She's also got a dog, unless Kristen's got one in the hotel over there.
That's Ollie. Yes.
I quickly add, we are extremely pet friendly on that. We encourage pets during interviews. So with that, Judge Taylor, let's turn it over to you to talk just very briefly about why you made the decision. You could have stayed cozy there on that State Court of Appeals. Why run for a spot on the state Supreme Court next year?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. This is one of my favorite things to do, talk to you all and hear from people all over our state. But I am running, look, I've had a 30-year legal career as a private practitioner. I was the law and policy director for Planned Parenthood, went on to the state legislature, and now I've been a judge for the last 5 years. And my passion, my commitment throughout my career has been to protecting people's constitutional rights and making sure that they have access to justice. Courts have to be a place where Wisconsinites can count on their rights and freedoms being protected, being respected. And that has been my commitment throughout my entire career. It's critical that courts remain fair and independent. And the independence of the judiciary, I think, is really come into play as we've seen attacks on judges. And so that's why I'm running. And I'm running against somebody who really has spent her time and her legal career not protecting rights, but taking rights away. And I think that is the antithesis of what courts do. This is Justice Rebecca Bradley, who I'm running against. She's really spent her career and certainly her time on Wisconsin Supreme Court pursuing a very extreme right-wing agenda to hear cases that could gut our election. She's voted to hear the Trump lawsuit back to overturn the 2020 election. Certainly is very hostile to respecting women's constitutional rights and their rights to make their own personal private healthcare decisions. And also has been very much antagonistic towards fair maps and letting voters pick their elected representatives instead of the other way around.
I would again add that I've said many a time that it feels like her entire career, not just since her first appointment to the bench by Scott Walker, but dating well back before then, has felt like an ongoing audition, you know, for a show on Fox News or one of these other places. Her record is extremely well documented. So is yours, the work that you've done. And what I'm already noticing in this race, just like the last couple of races, is that yeah, you have a record of employment or other actions that you've done, but it is, talk about the importance of being upfront with your values as much as it is about your particular experience.
Well, look, this is, voters are placing an extraordinary amount of trust in the people that they elect to our highest court, which is just going to become more and more important as I think we see things unfold at the federal level. But my values, are upfront and on display. And my passion, my values are about making sure the people of the state of Wisconsin are treated fairly and with respect and have access to the judiciary, that their rights are respected, not taken away, and that they have a chance to get fairness in an impartial, independent way. You know, my values are reflected in the things that I worked on when I was in the legislature, from protecting access to abortion and reproductive health care to making sure our water was safe, addressing lead poisoning in children, which we had a real problem with when I was in the legislature and persist to this day, and also making sure that workers are treated fairly and get an actual slice of the pie that they make and not just crumbs. So those are my values. I think they're reflective of Wisconsin values. And I am very proud of the things I've worked on. I'm not shying away from them. Of course, as a judge, I'm not a policymaker. I interpret the law. I apply the law. But my eye is always towards justice. That is the point of having a judiciary.
You're not a policymaker now, but you have been in the past. And that, I think, separates you from the last two Supreme Court now justices, Janet Protasiewicz and Susan Crawford, who don't have a history of having participated in the legislature. How will that affect your campaign and the way that you rule from the bench?
Well, look, I think that being a legislator makes me a better judge, and it has made me a better judge. And one reason why is because I saw so directly as a legislator, how the law impacts people's lives. I had constituents coming to my office, talking to me on a daily basis about laws they wanted to see, things they needed. I had victims of sexual assault come to me and tell me, I need to be able to protect my address from my abuser. So I worked on a bipartisan bill called the Safe at Home Bill, which allowed victims of domestic violence and sexual assault to not disclose their addresses so their abusers couldn't find them. So I understand, in my experience being a legislator, really underscored the law is about people. People have to be the center of what we do in the judiciary. It's not about making sure the big money special interests have their way, which is what we saw the attempt of a billionaire to buy the last Supreme Court seat. It's not about that. This is about ordinary, everyday Wisconsinites making sure our courts are there to protect them, to listen to them, and to give justice to them. So being a legislator has made me a better judge, no doubt about that.
I've got under a minute here to before the break here. So let me ask just the very brief biographical info that people might want to know about you, your family, your education, any background like that.
Sure. Well, I've lived in Wisconsin my entire adult life. My family has very strong roots to Wisconsin going back to the 1850s. But I came back to Wisconsin for law school almost 35 years ago. And have really been influenced in my life by my grandmother, who was left to really support three kids on her own, had to go back to work, couldn't survive until she got a union job and made a fair wage and sent my mom and her two brothers to college, and they all became teachers. So I've been very much impacted. She also was a woman of deep faith. And she taught me that your life is about doing good for people. That's why you're put on this earth. And she exemplified that. Every Sunday after church, she would go visit her friends who were in nursing homes, knitting blankets for the hospital, sometimes, dragging my sister and I with her. We weren't as enthusiastic about that. But those values have just, they just center me. It's who I am.
Judge Chris Taylor is a candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court that we're visiting here on these mornings powered by Up North News. A local update is next for some of you. Others will stick around here, and then after the break and in about 15 minutes, Mike Clemens will be along with a weekend sports preview from the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, rain continues to fall here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 49 degrees. It looks as though it's going to be a very wet Friday and a very wet weekend today. Showers, mainly before 3 p.m. Chilly, a high near 59. Chance of showers tonight, chance of showers tomorrow. Chance of showers Sunday, and chance of showers Monday, chance of showers Tuesday. So, again, it looks like a wet few days coming up here in north central Wisconsin.
Yep.
Yesterday, and real quickly, I want to remind folks that about the No Kings event tomorrow. No Kings will be throughout the country. It's a nationwide event inspired by standing up to Donald Trump and standing up for democracy and not having military parades honoring dear leader, but actually having the people speak. And here in central Wisconsin, the No Kings event will be held in Rib Mountain on Rib Mountain Drive on the sidewalk between Parrot Lane and Starling Lane from 12 noon until 2 p.m. One reason this is important came up again yesterday. I'm not sure how many of you saw this, but the video was outrageous, where a sitting United States senator from California was physically hauled away from trying to ask Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Secretary, some questions. U.S. Senator Alex Padilla was hauled away by basically Kristi Noem's thugs. And what was happening is Kristi Noem was holding a press conference basically saying that she and the Trump administration were going to try and overthrow the duly elected government of the city of Los Angeles and the state of California. What she said is, quote, "We are not going away. We are staying here to liberate the city from the socialists and the burdensome leadership that this governor and that this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into the city." Liberate. Kristi Noem is there to liberate Los Angeles and the state of California. Well, at that point, Senator Alex Padilla from California came to the front of the room and said, "I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary." He's a member of a co-equal branch of government. But then, before he was able to ask the questions, he was forcibly removed by Noem's security detail. And there's video of this. I mean, it was third world country crap, basically. I mean, it's amazing that we've got to this point. Because basically, again, a member of the co-equal branch of government, literally thrown to the ground and dragged away by security while trying to ask a question of a cabinet official who was announcing a plan to oust sovereign city and state officials under military force. And then, in this bizarro world that we live in, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, supposedly, again, from a member of a co-equal branch of government, called on not the Secretary of Homeland Security or the President of the United States to be censored. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, said that the Senator Padilla should be censured, saying that he engaged in wildly inappropriate behavior for asking a question of a cabinet department which he is specifically designated to provide oversight. It's crazy.
He didn't even get to ask a question. He just said he wanted to ask some questions.
And he's hauled away. And then the Speaker of the House says he did something wrong. I mean, you talk about dear leader stuff. That's dear leader stuff.
Putting the blame on everybody else except the people who are actually responsible for
anything that the Trump administration wants to do is A-OK with folks like Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. And it's lawlessness. And again, I've said this a few times over the last couple of days. We're at a tipping point here. This is a tipping point in our country right now, in our country's past, present, and future. And that's why this event tomorrow is vital. Why the people of the United States of America have to stand up and say, enough of this, President Trump. Enough of this, Trump administration. Enough of this media that's covering all this stuff. We need to stand up and be heard. And one way to do that is tomorrow to be at Rib Mountain Drive on the sidewalk between Parrot Lane and Starling Lane from noon until 2 p.m. Again, this is a nonviolent event. A core principle of No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. Mm-hmm. All participants are expected to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with our values and to act lawfully at these events. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought to events. So, again, this is an event through Indivisible, hosted by North Central Wisconsin, Indivisible, noon till 2 tomorrow. And we'll see how that goes. We'll see how it goes in Washington with the military parade on dear leader's birthday. Very, very interesting weekend coming up.
It will be.
Coming up at the end of the show, we'll have our daily number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And our topic today will be Superman will be the topic, so awesome. We'll have that at the end of the show. But coming up next, it's more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Even as lawmakers settled in for late-night budget talks, the Capitol echoed with applause. This time, for a retiring member of the judicial branch, Shelley Pittman tells us more.
It's been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to the rotunda of the state capitol.
Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley has spent 30 years on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Bradley was the first woman elected to the state's top court without having first been appointed. She's the third woman on the court total, after Shirley Abrahamson and Jeanine Geske. Bradley and her colleagues reflected on her path to power at a ceremony at the Capitol on Thursday. There, they traced her roots in Richland Center to her time spent as a teacher to a legal profession that wasn't always welcoming to women.
She told us early on how she envisioned her role as a judge, and I'm quoting her, "Because the experiences of a woman are different, I will be bringing that socialization process with me, much like other judges who are hunters or fishers bring their experiences with them."
Her longtime friend, Christine Bremer Mowgli. Over her long career, Bradley's participated in roughly 28,000 cases. She's heard thousands of oral arguments and authored roughly 600 opinions. But on Thursday, her focus wasn't on the past. It was on a warning about the rule of law.
The independence of the judiciary is not a partisan value. It is a constitutional imperative. We must make sure that those who speak thoughtfully about the role of courts and the rule of law are not silent.
Chief Justice Bradley's final day in the court is July 31st. Newly elected Susan Crawford will take the seat after her.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027 when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night, I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurno, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mike Clemens is standing by. All kinds of Wisconsin sports to get to in just a second, but first I have to subject Parker and Dr. Lyerly here to my love of playoff hockey. So there we are in the Stanley Cup Finals. It was game four, and Florida was up 3-0 in Florida after the first period, and of course Pat went to bed because Pat's got to get up early. So here's what happened since then. Edmonton came all the way back, tied it, then went ahead 4-3, then with 20 seconds left, Florida ties the game 4-4. The crowd goes wild in Miami. We go off to overtime. Edmonton scores in overtime, wins the game 5-4. The series is tied 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Edmonton. There will be a Game 6 Tuesday in Florida. If necessary, Game 7 will be next Friday in Edmonton. And Parker and Kristen don't look nearly as excited as I do in telling you about that.
I saw it. I stayed up for it.
I'm in the Hockey Central.
That's true. You are. You're up on Derange.
I am. So. I can almost see the back of your hair growing as you're talking about the story.
I have good flow. I understand. all right. Having got that out of the way, let's get more Wisconsin-centric here and bring Mike Clemens into the mix. Mike, how are you?
Very good, Dr. Lyerly. I really enjoy it. I've heard your show several times on the weekends. Great information, particularly changes that's going on with some of the federal cuts and all that, and how that affects you physicians and all that. It's really good information. So how is everybody?
Well, that's Kristen's a lot better now.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Mike, the range of emotions. I'm watching Florida go down 3-0. I'm watching Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce cheering for Florida in the crowd, which was kind of depressing. And meanwhile, on my TV, or on my phone rather, I'm watching the baseball game, and I'm getting so excited about this new pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski, 23 years old. He's pitching up to 102 miles an hour. He's pitching no hits in the first, second, third, fourth, 5 innings of no-hit ball.
A no-hitter
into the sixth inning, and he rolls his ankle, has some cramps, leaves, and it was all I could do not to cry.
It was so brutal.
But you're here to tell us it doesn't seem to be serious.
Now, you and Pat Murphy both, you know, just like this girl. It's like, why can't we have nothing nice here? Jacob Mizorowski, 23 years old, he threw on 103 miles an hour, the fastest since they've been keeping that particular kind of stat, the way they measure it. He had 14 pitches over 100 miles an hour last night, Pat.
That's over amazing. 14.
Amazing.
Mowing these guys down, comfortable, 6'7". He kind of looks like a giraffe out there in the mound. And you're right. So they send him back out there in the sixth. He's got a no-hitter going. Family's up there in the stands. And the right foot comes forward and goes, wobbles, like, oh, what the hell was that? And he said, I cramps, you know, dehydrated, maybe nerves, you know, who knows, in the calf and also in the quad. And, you know, the trainer came running out there right away because that just didn't look right. And Murph said, you know, sit him down. It's fine. Hey, we got 5 innings out of him. Way to go, kid. You know, go in there. And they went on to win 6-0 last night, beat the Cardinals. Cardinals are in second place behind the Cubs. Brewers in third in their division right now. And, you know, afterwards, a kid who's, you know, 23 going on 30, very, very mature, talked to reporters and said, yeah, it's just some cramps. You know, should be okay. So they've got that. But, again, can't have nothing nice because Aaron Civale, who had recently come back from injury, but they picked up and was a veteran for the rotation about a year ago, when Murph informs him, okay, hey, listen, we're going to move you to the bullpen now. He's like, no, you're not. No, I'm not a bullpen guy. Never have been. Not going to be. Calls his agent. And then, you know, he stand up. He talked to reporters before last night's game and said, I know this is going to look disingenuous or like I'm, you know, an antagonist or something, But and my wife and I have enjoyed our year here in Milwaukee. I'm not a bullpen guy. I'm not going to the bullpen, and I've called my agent, and whether I'm a starter here or somewhere else, but, you know, we're asking for a trade. So they got that drama going on. In the meantime, the next game of this four-game Cardinals-Brewers series is tonight, 7:10 at AmFam Field.
That's right, 6:35 the pregame on several Civic media stations. The NBA Finals continue in Indianapolis. How surprised are you that the Pacers are up 2-1 over Oklahoma City?
I don't know, because of the way they mowed down the Bucks, the Cavs, and the Knicks, you know? Yeah. And the kid from Wisconsin, Tyrese Halliburton, out of Oshkosh North High School, led his high school team to the state championship in Wisconsin. I think it was back in 2018, and they won. You know, average numbers, like the other night, he had 22 points. I think it was 10 assists and 9 rebounds. He just turns it on in the last 5 minutes and just closes the deal on these games to take Indy, and taking advantage of playing in Indianapolis these games, they're going 2-1 over the OKC Thunder. The Thunder, by the way, they've never won it. Do you realize it's already been since 2008, since the Supersonics moved to
I was going
to
say,
Oklahoma
I still
City.
Think of them as Seattle's team, yeah. But it's been that long already.
I remember the Supersonics did win an NBA title in 79, mm-hmm. and then a couple of years later, I got my start. A matter of fact, a guy that went to my high school, Bill Hanslick, got into the NBA, and I got in the locker room to see him. And so they were a really good franchise back then. He played in the NBA for 15 years. But, yeah, you know, listen, the Pacers are playing through. And you know what? At the end of the day, Pat, when you're in these championships, it's coaching. It's Rick Carlisle. You know, the way he's rotating these guys, it's coaching.
It is, and the kid Tyrese Halliburton, he sounded real humble in the clips I heard this week. He knows to step up in the moment. He gave great credit to his coach at Oshkosh North, and so this guy's been seen as kind of a villain for some. A lot of Bucks fans didn't like something about him, but I tell you, listening to him, you know, you can understand why a lot of folks around Oshkosh are rooting for the Pacers.
Oh, yeah, and Indiana's just going nuts. I mean, because they could actually win their first NBA title like that, you know, yeah. in the Hoosier State. Yeah, crazy. So he's 25 years old, point guard, and he could be the next rock star of the NBA.
What did the Wisconsin Badgers allegedly do here for their first NCAA fine for recruiting violations in a long time?
Yeah, this broke yesterday afternoon. I think McIntosh, the athletic director, you know, released this to certain sources. You know, we're in this NIL era in
right.
college sports where there's like no rules. It's like the wild, wild west. They're making it up as they go. They're paying millions of dollars now to college athletes. Apparently, the NCAA has fined the Wisconsin Badgers football team. And, man, this is another strike against Luke Fickell. For violating recruiting violations. This happened 2 years ago in 2023. Apparently what happened is that the Badgers football program started making their calls to prospective players before the start date. You know, there's rules is when you start making those contacts to the high school kids. And they called up, they made over 100 calls. They were probably all logged, but it, you know, later an investigation showed that. So the Badgers have been fined. I don't know if the figure's actually been disclosed. They're under some probation, and that since that rule has been changed, but whatever, it's, like I say, it's another strike during the Luke Fickell era.
Yeah, I mean, again, no pressure, but if the team underperforms this season, I know he got an extension and everything, but he's not winning any popularity contests yet here in Wisconsin.
No. In an ever more, you know, competitive Big Ten.
Yeah. Let's talk about Packers mini camp, including a very noteworthy departure.
Yeah, Jaire Alexander. The Packers ended up releasing him. So the timeline to this thing was, and there's some people that are disputing, but The Athletic did some excellent reporting. Look, they got to the end of the season, and Brian Gutekunst sits down with Russ Ball, his director of finance, and they say, you know, okay, look, this guy is supposed to be one of the highest paid corners, up to $17 million this year. He's missed, you know, over half the games the last 2 years, three of the last four. We're not paying that this year. We're not. So we're going to be telling them we want them to take a haircut, or we're going to move on. And Jaire's agent said, no, you're not. We're under contract. We've got a great player here. You know that. And so it just sat there. It wasn't contentious. And Gutekunst came to us at practice on Tuesday morning after they'd released him and said, hey, guys, come on over here. Let's talk. So we went into a little garage and talked to him for about 6 or 7 minutes. And he said, yeah, it's not like it's been a day-to-day drama the last 3 months. We set our number, our walk-away number. They had their stance. And he said, you know what? We talked to Jair. I met with Jair in person on Sunday when he came into camp and reported. So, you know, it's like the two sides were talking. But Jair's like, okay, fine, then release me. And he's confident his agent will find him another spot in the NFL and be able to get the money that he feels he deserves. And they turn the page and move on. So the other thing about, you know, minicamp, and of course the Packers, you know, packed a parachute for this when they picked up a veteran, Nate Hobbs, out of the Raiders. They got Keyshawn Nixon moving the corner. They brought in Mecole Hardman, who'd won 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's going to be their kick and punt returner. At least that's what the feeling is right now. But, you know, Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, was standing next to me in the sidelines the other day. He says, do you think number 6, you know, Hardman can actually make the team as a receiver here? Because they're so deep at receiver now. And just as he said that, Jordan Love lines up on 11-on-11, drops back to pass, and wings one 60 yards in the air. Bam! Bingo! And he hits Mecole Hardman, the former Chief, in stride for like a 70-yard touchdown pass. And I said, I think so, Wayne. I think he's going to make the team.
Nice timing there. And then speaking of Jordan Love, let's talk about Love and marriage. Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers' marriage, not to each other separately, but Jordan mm-hmm. Jordan Love's got one coming up.
Yeah, we know about Aaron is he's got a ring on his finger. I think somebody, you know, in the paparazzis has tracked it down. But, you know, Jordan during the Super Bowl, we saw him down in New Orleans during the Super Bowl. He's doing some appearances. And he said, Ronica and I, you know, set a date. They got engaged last year in Italy. So I asked him, they brought him back in the other day. And so they said, questions? And everyone's looking. And they said, Mike, you asked the first question. I said, when's the wedding? He laughed. He said, it's actually coming up. So we get done with these in a couple of weeks. And they're going to have the In-N-Out burger truck at his wedding. So, yeah, he and Ronica are going to get it. The big story, that I think that's so cool, right?
Yes.
The big story, though, that you're going to see from Green Bay is the transition. Mark Murphy, after 17 years, is stepping down as Packers president and CEO. And I've been invited now. This is pretty cool, to a meeting with Ed Policy next week. He's been here 12 years, but he's taken over this summer at the shareholders meeting on the 25th of July. So it's regime change, you know, a new era on top. And you know what? So it reminded me, Pat, remember when Bob Harlan said, you know, I hate to do this, but we've got to move on. We've got to keep up with the other teams. And that he lobbied and got the atrium built, but they had to tear down that old office building. It was the north end of Lambeau Field, the office where Lombardi was and where Holmgren was and all. And just before they tore it down, Mike Sherman, who'd become a Packer historian, head coach at the time, like this is around 2000, said, whoa, wait a minute. I want you guys to save this door. When you move the head coach's office now up to the atrium, I want the Lombardi office door. Ooh. In that office. So I thought that was such a cool move. And now that's already been 25 years ago. 2 years ago, a year ago, they built a whole new football operations thing where they got Gutekunst, LaFleur, all of his coaching staff, and the players' locker room over there. And they've got this locker room renovation going on. So there's more construction going on. And I said, I wonder when they moved the LaFleur office about a year ago, if they remember to save that door. And the facilities guy came over and told me, he says, yep, he's got the Lombardi door. I thought that
okay.
was cool.
Okay, it's not in a dumpster someplace. Mike Clemens.
It's thrown out by remodeling guys, yeah.
No, and it's prone to happening. Mike Clemens, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Thank you, Pat.
All right, thank you, too. Hey, a local update is next for many of you. Others will stick around here with me and Kristen Lively for a final few minutes before we get the weekend started. Again, Monday, Jeff Mandel from Law Forward and author Laura Bird. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, "You're going the wrong way." And Candy and Steve Martin go, "Ha, ha, ha, how do they know where we're headed?" Congress and the administration are saying, "This is what we're going to do for our budget." But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Friday morning, heading towards the weekend, the rain continues to fall here in downtown Wausau. Currently 50 degrees is the temperature. Quick note that make sure you tune in all day long. You have three more opportunities. This is the final day of our Summer Scotty Text to Win statewide contest. You'll have a couple of, actually three more chances to win either tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers at American Family Field or $100 cash. We've been doing it for the last 2 weeks. During the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman, during the 2 p.m. hour with Todd Alba, then during the 4 p.m. hour with Maggie Dawn, these will be the final three chances. And we'll have hourly winners. What you'll do is listen to the host, and they will let you know during the course of the hour what the keyword is for you to text in. And then you open up the Civic Media app, click on the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, hit the text button, and then just text that one word, the keyword, and you'll be part of the drawing to win the hourly prize. But even if you don't win the hourly prize, even if you do win the hourly prize, you'll also be part of the final drawing for the grand prize. Be able to win summer trips to the Wisconsin Dells and Door County. And those drawings will be held pretty soon, right after the end of the contest. So the final day of our Summer Scani Text to Win contest is today. And three more chances for the hourly prizes. And then, of course, we'll let you know about who wins the grand prizes as well. Coming up here in just a few minutes, just after 9 o'clock, best of luck to the D.C. Everest High School softball team. Evergreens are down at the state tournament in Madison. It is the first time ever that D.C. Everest has made it to the state softball tournament. They earned a thrilling 1-0 win over Watertown in the quarterfinals on Wednesday night. Everest, the number 4 seed, today have a stiff test against the number 1 seed, Kenosha Bradford. Bradford is 28-1 on the season. Everest is 26-2. First pitch of that game is at 9 o'clock, so it's coming up here in just a few minutes. Looking at the radar, unlike here in central Wisconsin, right now it is dry in Madison, so that's good news. So that game should be getting underway on time. So best of luck to the D.C. Evergreens as they look to move to the state championship game coming up tomorrow.
Good luck, Evergreens.
Absolutely. It's been a great year for D.C. Everest and trying to make it to the state championship game tomorrow night and then hopefully bring back a gold trophy as well.
Oh, that would be nice.
It is summertime, and of course, one of the big aspects of summer are the big summer blockbuster movies that are coming out. And
so true.
I saw just earlier this week that the final trailer for the next Superman movie is another reboot. What do you know about this? I know you're excited about it. What do you know about this new Superman
I'm a huge
movie?
Superman fan. I haven't watched the final trailer. I've only watched the teaser. Not sure, because I don't want to get too many spoilers before I go to see the movie, because I know that sometimes the trailer, you watch it, and it kind of gives away the whole plot of the movie. So I've just been watching, like, the early trailers, but no, this movie is, well, I believe from what I looked into, it is a reboot of being directed by a James Gunn, who was also the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, which... And he's a very good director. So I got a good feeling about this movie. It's not just going to be about Superman, though. It's actually going to be kind of an expansion into the DC superhero universe and kind of a reformation of the Justice League.
All right.
Are you a Superman fan?
I love the first Superman movie with Christopher Reeve.
Oh,
I think that's a fantastic. I mean, I've watched that so many times. I think sometimes I wonder why we have to keep rebooting it. Like,
can't,
you know,
beat a classic.
I mean, it's like, you know, we keep on rebooting these things. I feel kind of the same way with Batman. I actually have not seen the most recent Batman movies. I remember being in line for the Michael Keaton one back in 1989 at the old Crossroads theater here in Wausau. But I think I'm going to see this new Superman. But boy, it's got a high bar to get over to.
Oh, it certainly does.
Get to that Christopher Reeve level. So
yeah, Hollywood is definitely going through a reboot and remaking phase. It's like, why don't they take a step back and try and make something original? I know it takes a lot longer.
Well,
more creativity.
We got to get to the number for the day because we're going to run out of time.
That's
otherwise,
for another time though.
So 4 weeks from today is when the new Superman movie opens.
Okay.
But today we'll have a Superman number for the day.
All right, I'm ready.
And your number for the day is: how many Superman movies have there been before this new one?
Have there been?
There's been how many Superman movies?
Not counting the new one that's coming
Not
out.
Not counting the new one.
Okay, what are my choices?
Okay, I'm going to give you a little hint here because I don't know if you remember, because Christopher Reeve was not the first Superman movie. There was actually Superman movies before that, so be aware of that.
Okay.
All right, how many Superman movies have there been?
All right.
Previously, not counting this one.
Okay.
The choices are 10, 13, 16.
I think about all the Superman movies I've seen, and the ones I haven't seen, actually. 10, 13, or 16.
How many Superman movies? And we're not talking about just cameos or anything like that. These okay. are where Superman is the main okay. character or one of the main characters.
Okay, I'm going with my gut on this one. I'm going to say 13. 13 is my final answer.
10. 10 previous Superman movies.
Wow.
But we'll talk more about what those were in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
But still a passing grade this week, 2 out of 5. So that's not bad.
Better than last week.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
Matt and Eric coming up next.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's been holding talks with world leaders after conducting airstrikes on Iran that are raising fears of an all-out war in the Middle East. Tehran has responded. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
So far, they fired 200 drones. Most of them have been shot down, but we can expect ballistic missiles to be headed this way.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
The president this morning says he warned Iran a potential Israeli military strike on the country would be much worse than anything they know, anticipated, or were told, because Israel uses American military equipment and, quote, they know how to use it.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says economic fallout is a possibility.
If the conflict leads to a sustained period of higher oil prices, there are going to be long-term inflationary impacts.
Dow futures down 513 just ahead of the open. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.